Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat Podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is, let's start with a headline. Intel chief stonewalls Congress on Biden-Trump documents. That's the headline, and that's what has happened. We're going to talk about the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, stonewalling Congress on just what is in those documents, those classified documents that former President Trump is accused of mishandling and that President Biden is accused of mishandling. So that's what we're going to get into. Now, what is the most important similarity between the Joe Biden and the Donald Trump classified documents investigations? Look, obviously there's the fact, the simple fact that both men, we're talking about the current president and the former president, both of them are accused of mishandling classified information. But just as critical here, just as critical from the public's perspective, is this fact. We don't know what that information was. I've harped on this before. We don't know if the classified material that each man allegedly mishandled, that Joe Biden and Donald Trump, different sets of information, but the classified material that each allegedly mishandled, we don't know if that material involved the nation's most sensitive and carefully guarded secrets, secrets that would do grave damage to national security if revealed. We don't know if it involves those kind of secrets or whether it was relatively minor stuff that never should have been classified in the first place. It matters, and we don't know. Now, that is the single most important factor in assessing the seriousness of each case. And we have no idea what to think. Okay, we have no idea. Who's we here? Well, certainly the general public, I count myself as part of that, the general public has no idea. But the group of Americans who are in the dark about the documents also includes, and we just now know this, members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Okay. Now, you probably remember on the podcast, I talked recently about the so-called damage assessment that some members of Congress asked the Intelligence Committee to do after the Trump documents story broke last year. Now, a lot of these were Democrats. They obviously wanted to do some damage to former President Trump. They presumed that the classified information that he held would have damaged national security, so they asked for a damage assessment. Okay, they asked the Director of National Intelligence to do it. They've never presented the results of that. Never. Now, they demanded this damage assessment, and months have passed, and the IC will not tell Congress how much, if any, damage to national security the Trump documents posed. Okay. Now, on Wednesday this week, Avril Haines, Director of National Security, met with the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, the purpose was to update them on both the Trump case and now the Biden case. Now, keep in mind that members of the committee have the highest security clearances. The top Democrat and the Republican on the committee are members of what's called the Gang of Eight, which receive briefings on the nation's most sensitive intelligence. Gang of Eight being the top Republican and Democrat on both intelligence committees, House and Senate, plus the majority and minority leader of the Senate, and the Speaker and Minority Leader of the House. That's the Gang of Eight. So, you know, they're cleared to look at all levels of security. Now, in this case, Avril Haines goes to the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they want to find out. They want to know this damage assessment that was supposedly done about the Trump documents. And they want to know what's in the Biden documents, too. They want to know what's going on in these cases. How seriously should they take them? In this instance, Avril Haines refused to show the senators any of the classified documents in either the Biden or the Trump case. She also refused to discuss the nature of the material. Just wouldn't. I'm not telling you anything. You say you want to see the documents? No. You say you want to know what's in the documents? Have me describe them to you? No. You're getting nothing. So this is what the Director of National Intelligence is saying to the Senate Intelligence Committee. She said she couldn't discuss any of the material until she gets the okay from the special counsel in the Trump case and the Biden case. Now, you may know, you may remember, in the Biden case, the special counsel picked, Robert Hur, has not even begun work yet. Not even begun work. So this is a crazy situation. These Justice Department investigations, now this is including the infamous FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, Trump's winter home in Florida, these cases have roiled American politics. They have put a president and a former president in the sights of prosecutors. And nobody knows what the cases are about. I mean, does this strike you as just nuts? Now, members of the Senate Intelligence Committee were very unhappy with Averill Haynes' performance. Senator Mark Warner, who's the Democrat and the chairman, said the members were unanimous in saying that the IC Stonewall is not going to stand. This will not stand. Now, Warner said that all things will be on the table to eventually force Haynes to give the Senate what it wants. Now, you know when a senator says that, they're threatening. What does that mean? What is on the table? What possible actions are on the table if Averill Haynes doesn't tell them what they want? Well, the Senate has a responsibility for confirming the president's nominees to the executive branch and to the courts. Congress also has the power to authorize the spending of money. Now, you put those together, those are two really big powers. And there are two areas in which senators, especially if they're united, can make life really very difficult for the Biden administration. So, following up on what Senator Warren, the Democratic chairman, said, another member of the Intel Committee, Tom Cotton, the Republican from Arkansas, was pretty blunt about this. He said, quote, whether it's blocking nominees or withholding budgetary funds, Congress will impose pain on the administration until they provide these documents. And that is coming from both parties. Okay, so that's Tom Cotton talking about the unhappiness on the Senate Intelligence Committee with being totally stonewalled about the contents of the materials in the Trump and the Biden cases. And you know, with this Trump thing, I've been talking about this for months and months and months. We never knew what's in the documents. Okay, they're classified at top secret level, or you got to be in a SCIF level. But okay, that's the level of classification. But what are they about? Should they have been classified that high? I don't know. We don't know anything about it. And the members of the Intelligence Committee, who are cleared to view all sorts of very, very sensitive intelligence, they don't know anything either. So Tom Cotton said there is unanimous anger about this. So the next morning, Thursday morning, I had a text exchange with Senator Cotton, and he laid out the reasons why he's going to push the intelligence community to keep Congress informed, or to tell Congress what's going on in both the Biden and the Trump cases. And there are some really important reasons. So I'm going to read from you what Senator Cotton texted on the record. Quote, Congress has an especially critical oversight responsibility of intelligence activities, which happen out of the public eye, unlike most government activities. Well, that's a good reason right there, which is the intelligence community is operating in secret. You and I don't know what it is. We have to at least have a representative, that is a senator or a member of the House of Representatives, who has the authority to oversee what they are doing. I mean, does any more need to be said about that? The danger of an out-of-control intelligence community is just obvious, and it's certainly popped up many times in American history. So Cotton says, Congress has an especially critical oversight responsibility of intelligence activities, which happen out of the public eye, unlike most government activities. Okay, so continuing with what Senator Cotton said, the intelligence committees have an absolute right to review these documents to assess what damage, if any, might have occurred to national security. Continuing more from Senator Cotton here, that oversight responsibility is distinct from and has little bearing on any criminal investigation of these documents and their handling. Okay, so the Intelligence Committee has the right to do this. It has the responsibility to do this. And the executive branch, in this case, the intelligence community, has the responsibility to keep the Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee up on what is happening. They can't just go to Capitol Hill and say, forget it. You're never going to see this stuff. Don't even try. They can't do that. Now, there was this question where Averill Haynes was saying, oh man, you know, I would love to give you this stuff. Of course, I would love to share all this with you, but it's because of those special counsels. You know, they just put so many restrictions on the investigation, and I'm so sorry, but I just can't show it to you. We'll just have to wait until the special counsel tells us that we can show you, Congress, what these documents are. Well, Senator Cotton is not buying that, and that's what we're going to talk about next.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet and your 401k. With the stock market so volatile these days, is it smart to make a prediction? In 2022, all of the market predictions were way off. If you want to invest your hard-earned money, don't make a prediction on your own. It will lead to some painful consequences. What should you do? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about Senator Cotton not buying the intelligence community excuse on why they couldn't show documents and discuss the Trump and Biden classified material issues with the Senate Intelligence Committee. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, hopefully enjoying the podcast, and really hopefully learning from the podcast, it would be great. It would be great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You should just do it. If you haven't done it, do it. Easy to do. Do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, sign up. It's all free, and you'll really enjoy it, and I would be very, very grateful. Okay, so Senator Cotton is just not buying this stuff from Averill Haynes, the Director of National Intelligence. She said, we can't discuss this material because of the ongoing special counsel investigation. We just, you know, it's a Justice Department, and you know how tight they can be about this stuff. And well, gosh, I'd love to tell you, but I just can't. Okay, now, such investigations, now this is Senator Cotton noting this, the investigations have not stopped the intelligence committees, both the Senate and the House, in the past. For example, the committee, Intelligence Committee, Senate Intelligence Committee, reviewed highly sensitive documents related to the Trump-Russia investigation. You remember that one? A lot of people call it the Russia hoax. The Trump-Russia investigation, they looked at highly sensitive documents. At the very same time, there was a special counsel, Robert Mueller, in business. Okay, so now for the Director of National Intelligence to come to the committee and say, oh gosh, I'm sorry, it's just a special counsel, can't show you anything. Now, the point of all this is Congress has to know what the intelligence community and the Justice Department here are doing. You know, Congress created the intelligence committee. The intelligence committee community, excuse me, did not create Congress. Congress created the intelligence community. Maybe they wonder if they went too far every now and then. So the point here, Congress has to know what the IC, the intelligence community, and the Justice Department are doing. Lawmakers have the authority to oversee both of them, and they have a right to know what is happening. Now, they have that authority. They have that authority, of course, because they were granted it by the voters. They are the voters' representatives to find out what the intelligence community is doing. Somebody has to. Now, right now, everybody is in the dark about this Biden classified documents case, about this Trump classified documents case. Everybody is in the dark, which is particularly harmful because there's been so much wild media speculation going on. Now, remember, we've talked about this before. Remember all the speculation that went on around the Trump documents case, that Trump had nuclear secrets, the nuclear codes. He was selling them to the Saudis at the LIV golf tournament in New Jersey, and just all the stuff that was being talked about, these classified documents. The public needs to know what is going on in a detailed way. They don't need Avril Haines to come out and say, everything's okay. Don't worry. We got it covered. They don't need that. They need to know in detail what is going on. And the way for that to happen is for them to tell Congress. Now then, members of Congress could say, well, gosh, I found out what's going on, but it's classified and I can't tell you. Or they will make agreements to actually begin to reveal this information, which is what we need to do. So one last thing, Senator Cotton said, quote, we really have no idea whether the documents are basically harmless historic curiosities or extremely sensitive with a high risk of damage, end quote. There you have it. Basically harmless historic curiosities or extremely sensitive with a high risk of damage. We don't know. We don't even have the beginning of an answer. And that is the problem we've had here. And I've been saying it for months about the Trump case. And now that there's a Biden case, and there still is a Trump case, of course, now we don't know about both of them. And we shouldn't just take the intelligence community's word for it or the Justice Department's word for it. This is very, very serious. Somebody leaks to the Washington Post. It concerns nuclear weapons. Well, gosh, that sounds really serious. Well, what is it? And, you can learn what these things are without revealing the actual contents of this. It's done all the time. There are things called privilege logs that are used in legal cases. And there's ways to describe information without giving out the actual classified part. And besides, some of this stuff probably doesn't need to be classified in the first place. But we need to know. We need to know. And we shouldn't be speculating until we do know. Of course, there's a lot of political benefit to be gained by speculating. You saw that from Democrats all last year in the Trump documents case. They slowed down a little bit now that Biden kind of took the issue out of their hands. But it's important. It's important in all of this to know what happened. And that is the simple lesson. That's today's homily. That's the simple lesson of today's podcast. So really, really glad you could join us. Always appreciate it when you can, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of The Byron York Show.